Sustainability is a critical issue, and on the new Sustainably Speaking podcast, we'll talk with trailblazing leaders who champion solutions to ensure a more sustainable and low-carbon future. Subscribe today and don't miss this limited episode podcast.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, November 12th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Yesterday was Alibaba's famed Singles Day. It's like Amazon Prime Day, except a whole lot bigger. It started as a one-day shopping holiday, but has now grown to encompass weeks of promotions that bring in more money than Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined. But there are a number of factors this year that are impacting the shopping extravaganza and the company throwing the party, from the lingering effects of the pandemic to Beijing's tightening rules for big tech. On today's show, our Asia Tech reporter Stephanie Yang joins us to talk about the pressures facing Alibaba and how the e-commerce giant is handling them. That's after these headlines. An update on Elon Musk's sales of Tesla stock. Regulatory filings show he unloaded about $5 billion in shares earlier this week. As we told you yesterday, Musk sold less than 1% of his holdings on Monday. Filings show he then sold about 2% more over the next 2 days. Last weekend, Musk polled Twitter users asking whether he should sell 10% of his Tesla shares. More than half the participants said yes. Monday's sale and the related exercise of options were made under a preset trading plan that Musk set up in mid-September, according to filings, almost 2 months before he raised the idea of the sale on Twitter. The drop in Tesla's share price following that poll likely lowered Musk's taxable income from the transactions. Apart from this recent dip, Tesla and other electric vehicle stocks, including the newly public Rivian, have been soaring this year. The Wall Street Journal's Europe finance editor, Alex Frangos, says that's got a lot to do with where investors see the market going.
It's a crazy dichotomy. If you're an old, auto company that sells lots of cars and generates lots of cash flow, your share price has, maybe done okay, but it trades at a, traditional multiple to your earnings. Whereas if you're Tesla or now Rivian, you trade in a stratospheric multiple of your earnings. And it's a, it's basically investors betting that the whole market is going to completely change over the next, decades, and that everyone who currently buys a car from, GM or Toyota is going to be buying a car from Rivian and Tesla, and then some. There's some unquantifiable enthusiasm in the share prices of these EV-only stocks.
You can hear more about the EV market from Alex on yesterday's PM edition of our sister podcast, What's News? And Twitter is launching a team dedicated to digital currencies. The team, called Twitter Crypto, will look into ways to help creators on the platform earn money or accept cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. It'll also look for other ways to use blockchain technology. Twitter already allows users to tip in Bitcoin, and it recently announced a way for users to verify they own a non-fungible token or NFT they use as their profile picture. Okay, coming up, shipping bottlenecks, regulatory pressure, and investor scrutiny. Sounds like a good time for a party. We'll discuss everything Alibaba had to juggle for the world's biggest shopping event this year. After the break.
This episode is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. From expansion to reducing the risk of fraud, your business needs custom solutions to meet the specific moments you're navigating. Enter Fifth Third Bank. Fifth Third has industry experts ready to meet you with tools designed to make your business more efficient and solutions built specifically around your goals. To learn more, visit 53.com/commercial. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
In case you hadn't realized, Thursday was the world's largest shopping holiday, Singles Day. The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba started the event over a decade ago, and it's consistently produced staggering sales numbers. To keep those results up, the company's trying a variety of strategies. One big target is international markets. Borrowing a tactic that's worked well in China, Alibaba hired hundreds of influencers to live stream promotions, people like Daniela Sena in Brazil.
I think the fact that people can see us, we touch the product, we have the feedback of other people that already purchased the products as well, it gives the audience a very personal communication.
But even as it hopes to expand, Alibaba is also facing challenges. Supply chain tie-ups and regulatory crackdowns have forced the company to rethink how it does business, and those issues also have the attention of investors. Joining us to discuss all of this is our Asia Tech reporter, Stephanie Yang. Thanks for being here, Stephanie.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For those who are unfamiliar with Singles Day, what are the big things to know about it?
So Singles Day was started by Alibaba in 2009 as one day to kind of celebrate, because the date is 11/11, singles with discounts on products. And since then, it has grown to encompass several weeks of promotions and has gotten bigger every year and now rakes in more sales than Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined.
Usually after Singles Day, the company announces its, you know, massive sales figures. Ahead of this year, though, event leaders were saying that they were going to focus on sustainable growth for the company rather than just sales figures. What does that mean? What's it a sign of?
So the focus on social initiatives this year is really a sign of the overcast of tech regulation that we've seen in China this year. So a lot of government agencies have focused a lot more regulatory scrutiny on some of these e-commerce platforms as well as other major tech companies. And so one of the words, you know, that is being thrown around a lot now is this idea of common prosperity and this notion that these large Chinese tech giants have a responsibility to contribute to the social good. So what we've seen this year with Alibaba and JD and some other e-commerce platforms is that they're really trying to emphasize some of those initiatives over the final sales number. For example, promoting its green initiatives and social initiatives, such as promoting eco-friendly products and contributing philanthropic donations.
Let's talk a little bit more about those regulations. Beijing has been cracking down on big tech in China. How is that specifically affecting Alibaba?
So Alibaba was one of the first major tech companies in the crosshairs of Beijing regulators. Earlier this year, Beijing's top market regulator found that Alibaba had abused its dominant market position by forcing merchants to sell exclusively on its own platforms, which resulted in a $2.8 billion fine for Alibaba. And so with this particularly high profile and competitive, you know, e-commerce festival, I think a lot of focus is on, you know, what kinds of changes are tech companies making to their platforms and making sure that they are not engaging in anti-competitive practices. And, you know, in the days leading up to this Singles Day, there have been several government agencies that have, you know, issued warnings and summons to make sure that companies are adhering to these regulations and not engaging in any sort of anti-competitive behaviors, such as, you know, deceptive or discriminatory pricing, blocking other competitors, things like that.
Has Alibaba responded to any of those regulatory concerns?
Alibaba, along with other Chinese tech companies, have said that they will comply with new regulations and are cooperating with regulators to fix any sort of outstanding issues on their platform.
You know, another outside force that's going to affect Alibaba is just the supply chain issues. That is certainly something a lot of Western companies are thinking about as the holiday season approaches. How is Alibaba coping with supply chain constraints?
Yeah, so Alibaba has mentioned, you know, some of these supply chain issues in the recent days, saying that it has used its logistics network to help stock up on inventory in its warehouses, charter flights, and secure additional cargo space for some of these products. We've talked to some merchants and some brand consultants who have also mentioned that supply chain issues are a big concern this year, seeing some of the, you know, similar issues that we've seen over the past year with shipping problems, power outages at Chinese factories, and rising materials costs have really started impacting some of these products' deliveries, as well as squeezing profit margins for some sellers.
I mean, it's possible that could hurt Alibaba's bottom line, which I'm sure is something that will catch the attention of investors, along with the regulatory scrutiny the company is under. I mean, do we know what investors are making of Alibaba's situation at the moment?
So Alibaba reports earnings next week, and I think something that investors will really be looking out for is how well its new initiatives are performing. This year, Alibaba has been investing a lot more money into new initiatives to try and retain market share and capture some of these new areas of growth in consumers that we've been seeing, pop up, as such as in live stream, interactive shopping and buying, as well as lower tier cities. Another thing is, as we've mentioned, regulation is a big factor in what people are kind of looking for and how that might affect the bottom line. So earlier this year, Alibaba pledged billions of dollars to Common Prosperity and implementing more social initiatives in things like poverty alleviation and education. So that's another thing that people will be looking for to see, you know, how that affects profits and what that will ultimately result in.
Okay, that was our Asia Tech reporter, Stephanie Yang. Thanks for joining us, Stephanie.
Thanks, Zoe.
All right, that's it for Tech News Briefing this week. Our producer is Julie Chang. Our supervising producer is Chris Zinsley. Our executive producer is Kateri Yokum. And I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.